Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game, cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very well extreme episode of the BCP. Very excited. We are not worthy. Please welcome in ahead of his appearances and live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast with the very handsome John Alba. Of course, it's going to be 4 p.m. April 5th at WrestleCon and 9 p.m. at the world famous Monster Factory here in New Jersey. Guys, get your tickets now. He is one of the most decorated tag team champions of all time, a trailblazer, an innovator, a future first ballot Hall of Famer, the one and only, the woken one, the broken one, the spoken one, Mr. Matt Hardy. Welcome in, Matt. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. I greatly appreciate it. Yes, I am very excited to be coming to Philly, and we do have two amazing events. Super excited about the WrestleCon event, which is going to go down that Friday at 4 p.m. And then we're going to be crossing the river, heading over to the Monster Factory, and we're doing something there we've never really done before. I'm doing a virtual seminar to anyone that is involved in the industry. You are invited to come and attend and pick my brain. I've been doing this for 32 years, so if there's any questions you want to ask me, I am very happy to answer them.
I appreciate that, Matt. And real quick, I want to talk about that Monster Factory seminar. Guys, again, get your tickets now. You can email John Alba. We'll put the links in the description. But we're big proponents of the indie talent here in the Northeast. This is a great opportunity. The world-famous Monster Factory, one of the greatest of all time, Matt Hardy coming down. Matt, my girlfriend is a wrestler. Got to shout her out. Boyfriend points over here. Vicious Vicky. I bought her a ticket right away. She is so excited. Like, she's sitting down. She's thinking of questions to ask you. I don't want to take too much away from the seminar, but can you give us like a little bit, perhaps of a little tidbit, something for these indie talent that are just on the cusp? They're really trying to get over. They're really trying to get out there from one of the best of all time.
I mean, I think the most important thing, in this day and age is creativity. Everyone is looking for something different. I mean, if there has been something established that got over and was huge before, look for something in another lane. You know, is my suggestion. Try and be as creative as possible. I mean, play off your real personality, whatever it is you do. But also on top of that, it's very important to like make it a lifestyle. If you really want to make a career out of pro wrestling, make it a lifestyle. That means you sleep a certain way, you eat a certain way, you train a certain way every single day. You get your time in the ring in every single day. You're aware of the total rosters. You know what's happening in WWE. You know what's happening in AEW. You know what's happening in TNA. You know what's happening across the board. And you never know when an opportunity is going to pop up. And if you happen to get booked at one of those places, you need to be prepared and ready to rock and roll.
Very well said, Matt. That's why you're the best, man. I have to ask you this. The podcast, The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy with John Alba, great friend of the show. Love John. Got a shout out.
Shout out to John Alba.
The level of trust, man. You literally talk numbers, money made. You talk about frustrations. You talk about, you're very honest and open, man. What's kind of your philosophy there and the trust level you have with John right now?
I enjoy having John as a host. We've really formed a strong bond, and I think we have a great chemistry, and we've had a great chemistry right from the jump. We don't see everything eye to eye always, and I think sometimes that's some of our best episodes. Like we did an episode just recently talking about the death of kayfabe or not. Where does kayfabe exist, and how does it apply to pro wrestling in 2024? And we kind of had different takes on it, but I think those are some of our better episodes as well. Whenever there's a dialogue and you have a nice discussion back and forth, I appreciate that. But yeah, man, I mean, I have lived my life like all of my skeletons are out there more or less. You know, I mean, I've done a lot of terrible things, but people kind of know about it. I've done a lot of great things, and I've learned from both on both sides. And I'm at that point in life where I just feel comfortable like sharing my journey, and hopefully it inspires someone else to continue to go full throttle, full ahead, and try and complete theirs.
Love it. Thank you, Matt. Nunes, I know you got a question for the woken one.
Matt, you were talking about, you know, creativity before, between, you know, starting out, you know, in the plaid tights, you know, becoming a Hardy boy, and then, you know, V1 and Broken. Do you have a favorite character that you've played? Is it kind of like each character is like a part of the journey? Do you prefer one over the other?
The year that I did Broken Matt Hardy starting in TNA, that's the most fun, the funnest year of my career. And it looked like the most fun I've had.
Yeah.
I think Broken Matt Hardy is my favorite character overall. Also, a big shout out to the Sensitive Matters to Matt Hardy version one. I was having the time of my life during that period. I love that. I love the match back. I had a lot of input, and that was a character that played into my strengths. And it was very similar to Broken Matt Hardy in some ways because they were both over the top. They were somewhat delusional and thought, you know, outside the box more than anything else. When we were originally doing the Hardy Boys, I dug doing that, especially being young and healthy and invincible back in the day. But that was definitely much more of Jeff's wheelhouse than mine, because Jeff truly is someone who wants to jump off every single perch available and every other thing. He truly is a daredevil, a stuntman. Me, not as much, but I was cool doing that, and I had a great, amazing time having the tag team ladder match, tag team table match, the whole TLC series. Big shout out to the people who put together the A&E Revivals episode. I just got to see that last night. It was great. But, you know, the most fun I ever had was doing Broken Matt Hardy. I got to do it with my family. I got to do it with my wife. My oldest son, King Maxwell, was a big star on TV for a while. And that was a lot of fun. And I feel like House Hardy, we're kind of a traveling circus family in some ways. You know, even when we come to WrestleCon for the autograph signing, it's going to be myself, my wife, the Gothic Baby, my daughter, which is my youngest child, and my oldest child, King Maxwell, is going to be there as well. So I love doing things with the family and making these appearances.
I love it, Matt. And you beat me to my next question. Rivals, we just watched it the other day. Amazing. I mean, you knew it would be. And we saw some footage maybe from Leap of Faith. We saw some things kind of put together for this perfect package. What was your overall thoughts on that? Oh, he's got it right there. Shameless promo.
I was happy with it. I didn't know what to expect going in. And first and foremost, I thought it was very cool that WWE kind of did something that wasn't a very WWE thing for a long time. They highlighted myself and Jeff, who worked for another company. They highlighted Adam Copeland, Christian Gage, who worked for another company. And they put us in the show, which was very cool. And it kind of shows how times have changed as far as the wrestling business goes. But I was very honored to be in it. And just looking back in hindsight, you don't realize how impactful and how monumental those matches were until you really look at the gravity, you know, that they created, you know, years down the road. It's amazing. We had no idea those things were going to become a staple of pro wrestling like they did when we were doing them.
Change the business. Absolutely. And thank you for that, Matt. I want to ask you about the things you've been doing in AEW over the past couple years and months. You give so much, man. Private Party from our area here in the Northeast. Ethan Page, man, you gave so much to them. There were these great long-term storylines. And this is a guy, let's be real, Matt, you know a lot about long-term storytelling and you know a lot about some crazy moves, man. It's the perfect mix. But when it comes to you, how do you find that balance between giving and getting what you want out of it?
I think it is done much more easy. It's much more easy to do than a lot of wrestling promoters make it out to be. I feel like in storytelling, there's times where you can succeed in the story, even if you don't necessarily win. There's times where you can lose a match and you can win if it's done right, if it's executed the right way. And once again, at the end of the day, pro wrestling is entertainment. And I think that's one of the most important things to remind yourself of. Because even if you don't win in a certain scenario, that doesn't mean you still can't get over. That doesn't mean people aren't going to like what you've done. That doesn't mean they haven't appreciated the effort and the journey that you're going on. So that's one thing I feel like it's very important to remember, especially if you get down about yourself. Me, personally, I am probably too kind for my own good when it comes to pro wrestling business. The same could be said to my brother, for my brother as well. But I loved working with Private Party. I got much love for Isaiah and Mark Quinn. I'm so happy to see them back. Isaiah really came out of his shell, and he, like, moved up a few levels while we were working together. And Ethan Page, I'm a huge fan of his as well. We were actually just texting the other night, and I'm just so proud of what he's done. And I would love to see him featured much more prominently on AEW TV. And I'm hoping that Private Party has a much more prominent spot in the tag team division going forward as well.
I love it. Last one from me, Matt, because I want to be respectful of your time. Thank you for taking the time. We really
appreciate it. Thank you so much, Matt.
I love, and first of all, you got so much left in the tank. You're still going at a high level right now, Matt. But I listen to like Bully on Busted Open every day. He is so good, man. I met him. I literally handed him a pencil. Matt, for you, man, you have the mind. You've changed the business. Do you think one day, down golden years, I'm talking, down the line, man, maybe the pencil, maybe a coach, maybe producer. We know Shane's doing agency over there, man. Any thoughts about opening a school, man? You got your own ring. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, no, I mean, all those things, I would imagine every single thing you listed, I will check every single one off one by one. because I do think that someday I would like to have a school, especially with my kids. If they have any interest, whatever they want to do, they're going to end up doing, and that's what I will do. I will support them in whatever they want to do. If it ends up to be wrestling, so be it. But I do think I'm a lifer when it comes to pro wrestling. So I do think I will be involved in whether it's being an agent or a producer or a booker or writing a show or whatever it may be. I think I will have input in that. And I think that's going to be a big place, you know, especially once I step out of the ring for good. Going forward, I will definitely be working behind the scenes, no doubt.
I love it. Very well said. Matt, thank you for a few minutes. Thank you for coming to Monster Factory. We really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Guys, again, April 5th, WrestleCon, 4 p.m., Monster Factory, 9 p.m. Be there. Get your tickets now. Follow Matt Hardy at Matt Hardy Brand. Matt, thank you so much. Continued success. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt. Honor.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. Friday's going to be a big day. I'm excited. Don't forget, 9 a.m. that morning, started WrestleCon. Myself, Queen Rebecca, my wife, Gothic Baby, and King Maxwell will be there. We'll be signing podcast at 4 p.m., and then we're going to Monster Factory at 9 p.m. It's going to be a long-ass day, but it's going to be a fun day.
And on the record, always the – I've been to a lot of these cons, Matt. Always the longest line for the Hardy Boys. That's it, man. Love it.
There you have it.
Thank you, Matt. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in the Englishtown Flea Market in New Jersey, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, and online at FunkensteinWrestlingSuperstore.com. Get your favorite wrestling merch, retro video games, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, so much more. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to welcome back our sponsors, the No Gimmicks Podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. Check out our guy Kelvin only on the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here, and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may not have seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and so much more. We also strive to be a source of information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. Welcome back our sponsor, Sweet Chin Musings. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect, Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SEM focuses on the in-ring product of WWE and AEW, no dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered as well, with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find them at Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and check out the podcast on all major podcast platforms. Please welcome back our sponsors on the BCP Plus and the podcast, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video, audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they are hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they have and continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. No, they cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andros, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Thank you, GPW, and guys, book GPW for your promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of April, ISPW Independent Superstars of Pro Wrestling, ahead of their event at Hopatcong High School, Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m., featuring WWE legend and guest ISPW general manager Typhoon. Also, check out their event, War at the Williams Center, featuring former WWE superstar Gangrel. And of course, don't forget the marquee event, 80s Wrestling Con. ISPW Rockin' Wrestling 3 at the Men in Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey. Again, immediately following 80s Wrestling Con, Saturday, May 4th. Get your tickets now and be sure to follow ISPW across the board on all socials. please welcome back one of our favorite podcast sponsors, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne, for sponsoring the BCP. Don't forget to check out one of our newest sponsors here on the BCP, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Stenifer takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content, all for a good cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, and thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP. Please welcome in our new podcast sponsor, From the Left Side. From the Left Side has all of your wrestling and sports news. Check out From the Left Side at facebook.com/From the Left Side with On Air E, and be sure to hit that follow button. Thank you, From the Left Side. Please welcome back one of our favorite sponsors, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCullough. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club on Facebook. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. Please welcome in our new BCP sponsors for the year of 2024, Bree Combination Wrestling. Ahead of their event, Queen of the North 5 is the most prestigious women's tournament in the Northeast and their favorite event of the year, Saturday, April 20th, 2024, at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at qotn5.eventbrite.com. Thank you, BCW. Guys, I want to shout out the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. WrestleMania weekend, you have two chances to attend live recordings of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast, starring Matt Hardy alongside host John Alba. First at WrestleCon at 4 p.m. for only $25 as Matt and John talk all things TLC. And later that night, don't forget a special opportunity for workers, ring announcers, commentators, and of course, in-ring talent. A rare live recording of the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast where wrestlers can ask questions of the woken, broken, and spoken one himself. And don't forget, workers, this is for you. Commentators, ring announcers, and of course, in-ring talent for just $15 and free for Monster Factory students. Get your tickets now and contact JohnAlbaSFC@gmail.com. We'll see you there April 5th.